Amen. All right, we have a couple of things I want to talk to you about before we get into the soul winning marathon testimonies, and all of them have to do with our camp campaign. It kicks off this Sunday. Can you guys turn that up or turn me up? I'm not sure which one. It's a little bit off here, and so I don't stretch myself here. All right, amen. All right, so we have a few things. So all of you that are Sunday school teachers or bus captains, we have your binders, and that is going to be how we record all the points for our young people. There's a page for each one. We've done this over and over again, but if you're brand new to it and you're a brand new Sunday school teacher, then this is just simply something we can walk through. I'm going to have our guys, if I can get you college guys, right there in that box. I just want to give one to each family. I think there's enough for everybody. There is a copy of this in your binder if you're a Sunday school teacher or a bus worker. But this way, everybody has these. If you guys in the college don't think that, don't let them do it by themselves. Let's get it out to them real quick here. Come on and help us here. All right. So as they hand this out, it's something that for you to look at and hold on to. But really, we have 7 weeks of the campaign, and they need 100 points, earn 100 points, and they're going to be able to start off earning about 11 per week, and then they can do the past verse on each week. But again, remind everybody, again, be in prayer about this. And so a young person has to attend, bring their Bible, dress up for church, and memorize a verse each week, and they gain points to go to camp. And they can earn a completely and free to them a week of camp out there for juniors and for teen camp. And how they do that is by doing those different things. And each week they can get an extra point for the past week's verse. So that way they're not just memorizing the verse and forgetting it. They can do last week's verse over, and they can do that, the ones from before each week. And it culminates into extra points. If you look here, after you get the paper here, all of these, the theme for camp this year is a chosen generation. And so this week, the Sunday school lesson is written towards that. I know it's Resurrection Sunday, but we're kicking off this campaign. And so I did not write the Sunday school lesson entirely about Resurrection Sunday. Again, these Sunday school lessons are over here with your binders. And we also, it should have been emailed out to you today. So if you check your email, you have, my wife said that sometimes I go way too in depth. And so there's like 3 or 4 pages here, Sunday school lesson. And so again, this is not for you to read to the kids, but for you to study and get filled up and then pour your cup out for them. So I don't expect you to be able to preach or teach every bit of what I gave you. I gave you way more. I gave you so much, this could be for 4 weeks, all right? But that's what we want for you. It is whatever the Lord kind of strikes home, or what you think your class needs, you can take 1 point or 2 or 3 points and use that for your Sunday school class. But it allows us to stay on that same page as a church in a ministry in Sunday school, teaching that same thought. Parents can go home and say, what did you learn in Sunday school? And they can pick that up, and all of them should be around the same area there. All right, so there's 7 weeks, and they have 7 weeks to do that. If you had totaled it up just after 7 weeks, it'd only be about 98 points for the young people. But we did 1 week of double points, and that week was going to be 13 points. So who wants to go just with 13? We couldn't do that. So we doubled that week and put 26 up. Amen. And so we got extra points. And so if they come every week and do everything, they could earn up to 111 points easily without bringing a visitor. But we also have visitors that can be invited, and they can earn their week faster. Now, just to remind all our parents, and your teenagers are upstairs, they're being reminded of this. Teenagers that are going to go on this trip are required, that one of the requirements is to earn their free week of camp. This is something, again, if they're going to go on a mission trip, they ought to be able to do all these things that we're asking them to do, to bring their Bible, to show up, to memorize a verse, and to do all these things and to dress right. All right, so that's something we want them to do if they're going to earn that free week. Now, as adults, if you're going to go on this trip, wouldn't it be good if you decided you were going to get all them points too? Amen. And learned all those things. So it wouldn't hurt you either to do all these things the kids are doing if you're going on the trip as well. I just thought I'd throw that in. So the lessons over here, the binders are over here, and all that is just beginning to kick off the campaign. We want our church praying and giving to camp. We've got a lot of stuff going on, and somebody mentioned it to me today, that we have a lot of irons in the fire, and that's good. I really believe that we ought to. We are in the late stage where I believe Jesus could come at any minute, And so I want, if you were fishing for the last fish, all right, because you won, if we were going to win a fishing tournament, not because of how big the fish was, because you caught the last fish, you'd have more than one line in the water. You would want to have as many lines in the water as you could so that you could catch the last fish. And we are living in the last days. And really what's holding the Lord Jesus back is not anything in prophecy. It's the last fish that he's waiting on. The last one to be caught and to be brought in. That's why we're in missions. We're going on a missions trip. If we got to go to, wouldn't it be nice? Amen. I don't know. Maybe teenagers wouldn't say this. And all of you that are waiting to be married, and it's not before our missions trip, right? You wouldn't say this is true. But wouldn't it be great if we went out and, you know, Landmark Baptist Church got to win the last soul before the rapture, and it happened in New Mexico. Amen. Wouldn't that be something? Amen. And not just here in Central Florida, but we went and stretched our legs and got out there. So again, a lot of things going on, and we've just come back from Indianapolis. So a lot of what we're going to be doing on the mission trip and what we want to be doing here locally in our Sunday school teach, in our teaching, in our lessons, and seeing people saved and being a witness of Jesus Christ is what we did while we were in Indianapolis. I did hear back that they did have, I didn't get a real detailed message, but they did have a, they said they had a lot of folks sick last week at out in Brother Collins Church out there at Cornerstone, but that they did see an increase of their number, people coming back that came back the week before, and brand new people that came and visited the church. So continue to pray for them. This is the big push. Their flyers were for this Sunday of Resurrection Sunday that we put out. And so you're going to hear testimony of people who have already been saved, but a lot of those folks need to be followed up on. Their church is doing that. But pray that they would just come to the church, amen, and get involved. And so I'm going to turn it over to Brother Morgan. Brother Morgan, if you'll just kind of tee it off and then call up who you want to, and then you know where I told you.
All right. Well, it's been a blessing to be involved with this. It was a great trip. It was a hard trip. The night in the bus and getting off the bus eating, changing clothes, and going out soul winning that first day. What a blessing. But 36 people got saved that first day just in a couple of hours out. Praise the Lord for that. And then it just built from there. And we ended up with 201 and one more getting saved on the road back. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to just go ahead and get this thing started. So I'm going to ask the president of the Student Body Council to come up, and he'll give the first testimony and kick it off. Amen.
It's a long walk from there to here. I promise you I didn't want to take my time. My name is Caleb Shear. I'm a junior here at Landmark, and I'm from West Virginia, and I'm studying to be a pastor. So this was my third soul winning marathon. It's been a blessing every year. The first year, I had Luke Carringer, praise the Lord. And then the second year, I had Reese Stanek, and that was a blessing too. And then this year, I had Xavier Norfolk, one of the young men in our church. And it was just a blessing to get to talk to him, to see where his burden was, and to see where he lied, and where he wants to do, and what God wants him to do. And that's the most important thing. I'm thankful for you, church. What Amen. A blessing is to be in this ministry. And to be trained up here at Landmark, just what a heritage this place has of faithfulness in soul winning here and other places as well. There's no other place like Landmark Baptist Church and Landmark Baptist College. I'm so thankful that God called me to be here. I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord this year, and that burdened me. And I prayed and I asked God every day that he just put me where I needed to be and give me boldness. You know, it's hard to be bold sometimes. And the Bible says we'll not be ashamed, but that's hard to do sometimes. But God put me exactly where he wanted me, and I got to present the gospel many times. And this one time, I was witnessing to this older black lady, and she gave me a good testimony of being saved. She knew the Lord, and I could tell that. But there was someone around her shoulder. It seemed to be either her daughter or her granddaughter. And she kind of was peeking around, and finally, at the end, she came around and said, do you think that lesbians can go to heaven? And that's a hard question to answer sometimes. And I could just see that there was some hurt there, and there were some things in her mind. But she kind of asked it in a way just to kind of prove her grandma wrong. I said, wait a minute. God sees us all the same. And just like anybody else, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. And the Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. He sees the liar the same as the lesbian. And I said, your condition whether it's a lesbian or a liar, the Bible says you'll go to hell. And I said, if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the only thing that qualifies anybody for heaven.
Amen.
And I could see that she started to understand, and I gave her my testimony. I said, well, have you ever done that before? Do you remember a day? And she said, no. Well, I said, by your account, that if you died today, whether you're a lesbian or a liar or anything in between, that you would die and go to hell. I said, would you like to accept him today? She said, no. But I could see that she understood, and I'm praying, and I've been praying that she would get saved. I didn't see anybody saved, but Lord, I saw the Lord work, and I saw Xavier get to lead somebody to the Lord right on the last day, within the last 30 minutes of us being out, and what a blessing it was to see his burden grow through the days. I'm so glad that Jesus came. Amen. And Luke 19:10 says he came to seek and to save that which was lost. I remember when I was lost, and I'm so glad he came by my way and died for me when I was a liar, when I was lost. So I may have never gotten to lead anybody to the Lord this time, but that doesn't mean Soul Winning Marathon stopped when I got home. And I thank the Lord for all that he does, and I thank you, and I thank you, church, for praying. I thank you so much for praying for us as we went out. Just thank you again for allowing us to go there to do exactly what we do here.
Amen.
Good evening, church. If anybody doesn't know me, my name is Josiah Chamberlain, and this is my fourth year at college. And I actually haven't been too involved in the college this second semester because I don't have any classes this second semester. So I've had the privilege and honor of working with Brother Bob and Brother Doug and Brother Jeremiah and all of them. But it was a thank you, Landmark Baptist College. Thank you, Dr. Morgan and all the college staff that still allow me to go on this Soul Winning Marathon. It was a blessing. This is my fourth Soul Winning Marathon that I have been at, and it was just a special blessing going all the way up to Indiana. And just thank you for the college, and thank you for the church for sending us and for praying for us. Through my years of college here, I've realized, and just being here during the summers and throughout the entire year and everything, I realized how much this church puts into the college and how much you care for us college students and praying for us and praying for the Soul Winner Marathon and just putting money into the college and all the different things that you do for us, helping us college students out, and all the different things that you guys do for us. Just thank you so much to the Landmark Baptist Church just for everything that you do for the college and everything that you do for God, really, and all the different ministries. And it was just a real blessing to go out to Indiana. This was my fourth Soul Winner Marathon, but it was actually a special blessing for me because I actually got to go out with my wife as my partner. And so that was a blessing for me, just a different and special blessing, this Soul Winner Marathon, that we got to go out together and see souls saved and just go out together winning souls for Jesus and knocking on doors and all those different things. And so that was a really big blessing for me, this Soul Winner Marathon. This Soul Winner Marathon, I was praying for at least two souls to be saved. Every other Soul Winner Marathon, I've either had one or two souls to be saved, and I at least wanted to get that again. And the Lord blessed me on Tuesday. I was actually able to lead five people to the Lord that day. And the first one was a young mother, actually. We got dropped off at a corner there, and the buses were coming back. It was around 3 o'clock, and the buses were coming back and dropping off kids. And so I was in my dad's van. My dad and Dr. Pitts, we were the best van out there. And so they dropped us off at the corner. And they were like, just stand here and just see if any kids walk by your way or if anything like that. So God kind of pointed out this car toward me down the way, and they were just sitting there waiting. And so I walked, me and my wife, Melanie, we walked down the sidewalk and we got up by the car. And I was able to witness to that young mother, and she had a little young son in the car that was trying to climb out the window the whole time and try to get all over the place the whole entire time. But she was still paying attention and hanging on to her son with her other arm. And she got saved, praise the Lord. And then just about 15 or 20 minutes later, actually, when the bus dropped off some teenagers, we looked down the way and there were some teenagers and they were just playing around fighting, and then they ran off a different direction. And Leah was actually one of our partners on our team, and she was like, you should go chase them down, Josiah. And I was like, I'm not going to go chase them down. That would look weird, okay? I'm not going to go run after some teenagers. And I was like, some other team will get them and they'll come back and maybe some other team will be able to talk to them. Well, about 15 or 20 minutes later, lo and behold, these three teenager boys come walking down back towards us. And I was able to stop them and talk to them, and they, all three of them, got saved as well. And so praise the Lord. And then one later in that day on that Tuesday, so that was my five for that week. And it's just a blessing, and just, again, thank you so much, Landmark Baptist Church, for everything that you do for us college students, for everything that you do for the college in general. It's just, words can't express how much I've learned here at college, all the professors, all the staff, and just all the experiences that I've had because of you guys and because of Landmark Baptist College. So just thank you guys so much for everything that you guys do, and thank you.
Good evening, church. My name is Melanie Chamberlain, and I am a senior in college, so this was my fourth year going on Soul Winning Marathon. My partner was Josiah, as he just said, and in our group we had Leah and Lantana, so that was a blessing. But one day, Jenna was my partner. Jenna Knaus was my partner one morning, and we went out, and our team had just finished praying, and I was like, all right, Jenna, we just got to pray that we can see somebody saved. So we went up to the first door, and this lady named Bree answered the door. And when she answered, you know, I was able to talk to her, and then I asked her if she were to die today, is she 100% sure she'd go to heaven? And she was like, I'm not really that sure. And what she said is, she was like, you're the second person or account that has came up like this, so maybe I should listen to what you say. And so I was able to then take my Bible and lead her to the Lord, and she did get saved. So I just want to say thank you, church. Thank you for sending us on Soul Winning Marathon. It was a blessing.
I'm going to interrupt right here. Mrs. Dewey, would you go ahead and come? I'm going to let her come ahead and ahead of the line because she's got to be at Spanish Church next week and won't be able to come back next week.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed the Soul Winning Marathon. I've been out on a bunch of them. I just enjoy being able to give a whole week to the Lord and do nothing but soul winning. When I was a new Christian, I just said, Lord, what's the most important thing I could do to serve you? And the answer was just get more people. Let's go soul winning. So that's what I've been doing. I learned how to do it. I had a wonderful time. And one of my partner was Susan Morgan, great partner. Whenever anything tried to interrupt, she was there. She fended off all the problems and took care of them. And I had Daniel Firth, and I had Nehemiah Vercellus, our fearless bodyguards while we were on the field. So now I was just praying because I want to teach, not only do it, I want to teach it. And so the last day they gave me a lady, she was an older Spanish lady, and she came because she wanted to see people get saved. And I thought, wow, that's great. And they put her with me because I can speak Spanish, and we went out soul winning. So the first two people we met were English speaking. And I got to talk to them about the Lord, and I led them to the Lord. And I was talking to God, really. I said, Lord, we need Spanish speakers. I'd like her to see Spanish people getting saved. And so I prayed for Spanish people. And you know what? We never got another English speaker the rest of the day. We got one Haitian. All the rest were Spanish. We had seven more places that we went after that. And so all six of the Spanish people got saved. And she got to see them. And she's like, really? It's that easy? I'm like, I say the same thing every time. But every time I say it, it's brand new. So it's not robotic and it's not boring. It's like, this is the only person in the world I'm going to talk to. And that's the way I do it. But I was just excited. And that morning, it was supposed to be a terrible, awful, windy, rainy, nasty, cold day. It was beautiful. The sun was shining, and we went out, and people were out, and we got to win people. And then when we got to that very last door, it started clouding up, and you heard little thunders over there. And we got called, the lady I was with, we went back to a house that we had talked to the lady before, and she said, come to my house. So we went to her house, and she opened the door, and the Spanish lady I was with, she invited us, and she just walked in. And Susan's like, you're not supposed to do that. And Dan was like, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like, she's got a month-old baby in there. I said, stand guard, I'm going in. And so, so I went in, and she got saved, and she was supposed to come the next day. Now I haven't heard. But not the next day, I kept saying that, but she was supposed to come on Sunday. But the lady I talked to was so excited and so happy to see souls saved. It was just a great day, and I love this week. I love to go out on the Soul Winning Marathon. So thank you very much.
Amen. One more.
Hi, Hi, my name's Kelly Stanek, and this is my 14th year coming, going on the Sorting Marathon as a staff member at the college. And so this was an exciting one with it being so far away, so a whole element of gas station stops and van talk, and that was exciting. And Ms. Merch, that was so sweet of you to give Reese things to keep him entertained on our little long van ride. So I thought that was sweet of her. But the church there was just so sweet in how they just had everything just so nice prepared. They had little baggies for us for any little thing that we might have forgotten, and they have one for everybody. And then just the food and just the preparation, and like our jobs were to clean up. And I told the girls, if they say no, we don't take no for an answer, and we just keep working. And but they really would not let us work. Like, they did not want us, they just really wanted to serve us. And so I thought that was really sweet of the church. And then just of Leah and Colin, what they're doing up there. Leah was in my first group of girls when I came to the college 14 years ago. And then to see where she's at, what she's doing, how the Lord's using her, that was just, you know, really exciting. So my team, or my partner, was Grace. So she was loads of fun, and I was excited to have her, and I was excited that she was excited to have me. And so she, right when we got started, she's like, okay, I have prayed for five, that we get five. And so I said, okay, that's a good number. And so we went out. I can't remember, like, everything, and we're just so tired, too. But I don't remember if it was the second day, or it must have been, because we didn't get that many the first day. So it got down to where I had four. So Grace is like, well, I prayed that we would get five, but I guess, Miss Kelly, you're just going to do them all. And that's okay, though. You know, we're still a team, and we're doing this together. So, and it was just, she would talk, but there was just nobody, you know, at the door, or they just weren't interested. But I thought it was really special was the fifth one that we were able to lead to the Lord, Grace was able to. And she was just so excited, and she's like, I got the fifth one! And I was like, yeah, see? And then just after that, there was so many, which I think Pastor Parsons, he mentioned, and I don't know if it was church, or like I said, everything starts mushing together. But he said something about just do what you can do. Do you remember saying that? Okay. Making sure it's the right person. Okay, so he said, do what you can do, and you might have one way, two ways, three ways, whatever it might be. You just do what you can do and use it for the Lord when you're out soul winning. And I just thought it was really, like, precious of Grace, because there were certain times where she would get a little, somebody would just say something off the wall, or she wouldn't know how to bring them back. And so there was one like that. And so she just kind of, like, paused, like, what, you know, do I say now? So I just stepped in and I talked, you know, to the person, and then I said, you know, would you like to, you know, get saved? And so, or show it through the scripture, show them. And they said, yeah. So then I was able to just lead that right back to Grace and give that to her. And she was excited. But I thought that was kind of neat with you saying that, and then her seeing the opportunity, moving around and getting that. But anyways, this is one about Grace. It is so funny. So it was because it wasn't me. So anyways, we get to the door, and the person that answers the door, like, they were just, like, super, like, hello, just super excited and bouncy. You know what I'm talking about? So I was like, oh, and this is Grace's door. And then so he said, well, yes, I know I'm going to heaven. And so I just thought by this time it was so, like, alarming that Grace was going to be like, okay, thank you, I'm glad you know, and walk away. Well, she's like, well, and then on top of the way his mannerism was, he had, like, it looked like an endless supply of crackers in his mouth. Like, they just, and when he's talking and just breathy, they're just, like, flying. And I'm standing behind her, like, oh, my goodness, you know, at some point, and I know what she's capable of saying and doing, you know, just like my child would. And so I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I knew at some point, I'm, because I could just hear saying, like, you just got crackers on me? So I was like, okay, at some point, I'm going to have to jump in and take this over. And so he said he knew why he was going to heaven. And so she says, well, how do you know? And I thought, I cannot believe she just asked that. So more crackers are flying. And so she just took the cracker, all of it, and just, you know, it did not faze her a bit. And I was just so proud of her for just the discipline that she had and the straight face. You know, it was just all the Lord and all the prayers that we prayed beforehand. you know, he did not get saved, but I just, we walked away, and Grace is like, that was disgusting. And I was like, Grace, but I am so proud of you, because you, like, kept it together, and you let crackers fly everywhere. I was a little bit like, oh, and she's like, well, it's just a good thing that, you know, I have glasses, you know, and I was like, that is true. Didn't get in your eyes. But but we just had so many little funny things along the way that just, it was such a good trip. But I got to the door to the last house, or the last day that we went out, and this guy had the, like, the satanic symbol cross thing on. And so I asked him if he knew if he was going to heaven, and he said, no, I'm going to hell. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, you don't have to, and I can show you how you can get to heaven. And he just said he wasn't interested, and he knew heaven was hot, and that's why he was living up north, but, you know, to get all the cool air that he could get. And so it's just kind of like, kind of sad. But then I said, you know, can I just show you the scripture? You know, somebody showed it to me, you know, as a teenager, and I just want to show this to you. And he sat there, stood there, and listened to from the very beginning to the very end. And to me, he didn't get saved, but to me, it was just very exciting that he would sit there and listen. And he was really listening. You know, some people, they're not really paying attention, they just want you to go, or, but he was just following along in it. So I just told Grace when we left that one, I was like, you never know what the Lord's going to do with that one. He says that he wants to go there, and he had that little, you know, thing on, that necklace, but just to see him just so open and listening to all the scripture was a blessing to me. And I just want to thank you, church, for praying. Like, we put out that little prayer list, and just how you pray, how you care. And it does make a difference when we get there. There was just so many different things. Oh, can I say one more? Okay, one more. This was really neat. Okay, I'll go real fast. Okay, so we were supposed to be playing gym, but we went shopping at Goodwill. Okay, so when we were there, some of the girls led somebody to, and that wasn't my idea, that was Leah's. So anyways, the girls led somebody to the Lord there at Goodwill, one of the employees. Well, Grace and I had the opportunity the very last day to go to the house of the mom of that son who was 21 that got saved. And she said, oh, yeah, I know this church. It made a big impact on my son. And I said, oh, does he go to school there? Then she explained. So I thought it was really neat. That was, I think, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday night we had gone to that he got saved. And that was Thursday when we were at his door. And he had already gone to somewhere and bought a Bible and said that he was going to be in church on Sunday. So a lot of times you don't know, you don't hear it, but to be able to go to her door, so we were able to go to Valerie, who was actually the one who led him to the Lord and let her know, like, wow, you know, he was serious about it, even when he got a Bible. So that was exciting. So thank you for your prayers, and we just appreciate it and love you.
Amen. On behalf of Landmark Baptist College, we do appreciate you standing behind us and supporting us as we go on trips like this, Brother Parsons.
We're going to have many more testimonies, but it is a blessing to hear about the folks getting saved, and I'm sure we'll hear much more about that, but even that, the life-changing good testimony at the end about somebody wanting to get a Bible. And so we do have a great opportunity to invite folks again this Sunday to church. A lot of folks are looking, and so they're just looking for somebody that'll say, hey, why don't you come and go with me? Amen. And so let's do that. Let's stand together. We're going to have an invitation tonight. If you're here tonight and you heard all about other folks getting saved and you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to invite you to come down. You know, the Bible is true, and there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And the only way you can get there by is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work of Calvary. I want to encourage us. Maybe there's somebody that's burdening your heart as a Christian. You know you're on your way to heaven, but there's somebody you've been praying for to get saved. Maybe this Resurrection Sunday would be the Sunday. Why don't we come and pray about it together? But if you need to be saved, why don't you come down and meet me here in the front, and we'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Brother Bert, why don't you sing, sir?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Folks have come, you can come too. You know, God has spoken to our hearts, and I know for each one of us, we know somebody. Maybe there's somebody, but you don't even know their name. Maybe it's that person at the pharmacy, the person at the grocery store, but sometimes you've walked by them and you've wondered, I wonder if they go to church, I wonder where they're going to spend eternity. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we ask God for the boldness for this week to go to that person and encourage them to come to church and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ preached unto them? Amen. Why don't you step out and come, or pray where you are and ask God to give you that boldness this week? Amen. As Brother Bert sings another hymn.
The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Let's sing it with him now.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Let me remind you before we close in prayer tonight that if you're a Sunday school teacher or junior church worker, bus captain, there's binders over here for you. And so please go by and get those. Don't forget, Sunday school teachers, that all of the bus young people will be getting recorded on the bus. And so the ones that you will be responsible for listening to their memory verses and helping them and keeping score for them, it's going to be just the driving young people coming into your class. Amen. I just want to remind you. Let's go ahead and pray together. Dear Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your grace. What a blessing it is to hear, Lord, having been out there and just seeing, Lord, what took place out there, Lord, but being able to bring that home and tell our church that, again, prayed and was a part of helping us go and sending us out there, Lord, I pray that you would encourage folks to not only be, you know, back soul winners, Lord, but help us be emboldened to encourage people to be saved through tracts and invitations and even presenting the gospel ourselves here at home. I pray you'd encourage us, Lord. Help us this Sunday, Lord. There are so many folks that are looking for a place. Help us to reach them, Lord. Guide us to the ones that we need to invite. We ask it in the name above every name, in the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.